31 songs starting in July. 31 songs about an old bald guy. 31 songs that's gonna be hard to do. 31 songs I might be screwed. I am an idiot. Now I've gotta write some songs.
Hi, I'm Jerry Negrelli, and welcome to another episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. Thank you for joining me. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. So if neither of those two concepts rings a bell to you, you may not enjoy a lot of this stuff, but if it does, then I think you're in for a treat. We got a good episode today. So that first song there was a reference to the Kickstarter in which I promised I would do 31 songs in 31 days from July 7th through August 6th if we reached $3,100 in the Kickstarter. We did that this weekend, so I've sentenced myself to a song a day from the beginning of July until the beginning of August, and I've got a few good ideas already, but it's a pretty daunting task, so it's going to be a busy spring and summer here getting ready for that. Also, if you haven't supported the Kickstarter, I just wanted to let you know about an exclusive feature that folks that have will be a part of the Top 10 podcast that will be coming out this summer. I'm looking for input to actually sing or speak the numbers 1 through 10. So the podcast is going to be a countdown of the top 10 most played jingles that week. And I'm going to have different random audio clips each week, just saying number 10, maybe a clip from Revolution number 9, for instance, saying number 9. It will just be something different to kind of introduce each song. I like it to have a musical theme or some joke theme. Shad has already written a couple haikus for a few of the numbers. So if you have an idea, if you want to be a part of it, I'm opening it up to Kickstarter members right now, for those that have supported that. So please send in your songs. And then a really exciting update, the Nigel's Rubbish Bin, which is a collection of the 470 or 570, something like that, MP3s that Nigel has that I don't necessarily have access to. I visited the studio last week. I got them all. So that podcast is going to happen. So there's going to be 9 episodes this summer, starting in July, of 9 to 10 songs each week that we may have never heard before, or they may have been on tkjingles.com, a few of them, but there's a lot of good stuff in there that people have sent in, and they just, I guess, assume that I have access to it already or that they don't want to share it unless it's on the website. But this summer, we're going to have some time to kill and some fun music to listen to. So I'm really looking forward to that with Nigel's Rubbish Bin. The podcast is a go. So enough yabbering from me. Is that even a word? Yabbering? I think I just verbified something. Anyway, enough yabbering. I'd like to feature just a couple of songs this week from the past week, and then we're going to have an homage to Mr. Kevin Sheehan, along with a few excerpts and outtakes and some new material, and then we have a fun mailbag set up. So the very first song we're going to hear is Paint It Black, a Rolling Stones parody by John Fitzpatrick and Mickey in Washington. Mickey wrote the majority of the lyrics, and I think John kind of finished it off and then performed it. And this is the first time, this song, that a member of Tony's crew left a comment on the website and responded on Twitter and everything else, acknowledging how much he loved this song. It's an homage to David Aldridge, who I'd always thought was kind of a reluctant member of the whole song crew, you know, in terms of laughing and enjoying these things. But obviously he likes them, and he was really honored and touched that you guys wrote the song about him. So it's hilarious. It's one of those that after you hear it, say, damn, I wish I had thought of that. It's just so damn funny. Next, then, we have a hilarious Beatles tribute by Brad Weiss to Tony's now fairly predictable schedule of working just a couple of days a week. And then the final new song for the week we're going to play is a parody of Under My Thumb. I visited the radio station last week to drop off some swag for Tony to give away to folks. And while I was there, Tony was talking to Nigel about how this song had to be on PTI, and he wanted Nigel to send it over there, and they were going to play it over top of a shot of Wilbon hitting a hockey puck into a net, a hockey puck into a net. I guess he did it at a Blackhawks game, and that's what John is referencing in this song. So John Fitzpatrick's song was endorsed strongly by Tony to be on PTI, but ultimately it didn't make the cut last week, so I'm not sure what happened there. Maybe they were just pulling my leg or something. But Tony was genuinely very excited about that song, and he made sure that Nigel sent it over to the guys. So I think we're reaching that point. So maybe, I don't know if there's legal issues or whatever, they can't put it on the air, but there's a lot of support from Tony for this, and it's really exciting for me to hear that, even though it's not one of my songs. Just the fact that this website, these songs, everybody involved in this is getting such great kudos from Tony and the gang. It's just so rewarding. So without further ado, here's some new songs from this week.
I get excited when he's on my TV screen. First heard the Rolling Stones in 2013. He gets pissed off on air and he is no show pony. The best part of the show is when he says, no, Tony. He called when RG3 would have his first concussion. Plus he likes jazz and other things that Tony's crushing. Nobody sends him swag and I don't think that's right. You're my amigo, David Aldridge, let's not fight. Give Tone flag. DA has his chair too, and it's the one with a high back. He doesn't care if Strasburg's nice or he's a jerk. He likes to remind Tone what it's like to still work. Went to American and he is from DC. He groans out loud when Tony begs for junk for free. Here comes the emails and the faxes and the notes. When Tony reads them, David laughs at all the jokes.
What's up with this show host? Hardly on the air. We hang on every word, but does he even care? Hacking, wheezing, fetching, sneezing. Gotta have more of this shtick than just 3 days a week. 3 days a week, I love this. 3 days a week, how will my jingle ever end? Well, that's an holiday, boy, but why is she here so soon? Are these the high holidays, or have we reached the end of June? Oh, ranting, dreading, crushing, begging. Gotta have more of this shit than just 3 days a week. 3 days a week. 3 days a week.
Untuck my shirt. Not like when I threw that Cubs first pitch. Untuck my shirt. Black Hawks let me push their puck around. Hey, look at me. The difference in the clothes I wear, look at me. The change has come. I untuck my shirt. Ain't it the truth, Tony? Number 9 shirt.
Another really solid week from the folks at tkjingles.com, and just John Fitzpatrick especially with some great material this week. So I mentioned earlier that I visited the ESPN 980 studios last week, and I wanted to recap just a few details from that visit because it was really fun, and there were some funny anecdotes, I thought. So first of all, when I went in there, there was a gentleman that walked me back to the studio, and he didn't know who I was. I had no idea who he was, and he made me wait outside while they were recording because there's a big on-air light, and it's really actually pretty casual when Nigel's doing it, but he you know, not knowing who I was, he didn't want me to interrupt the taping and thought that it may cause some problem if I went in there. So I waited in the hallway for a couple of minutes. And as we were there, he asked me, "Hey, by the way, what in the world are you doing here? Who are you?" And I said, "Oh, I'm, you know, Jerry Negrelli, and I'm here to drop off some shirts." He said, "Oh my God, I'm Andy Poley. So yeah, it's nice to meet you." And then this pall went over his face, and I could tell he was a little bit concerned. He said, "Oh, you know, I know you've written a couple of songs for me, and I'm sorry I haven't played them. That's really kind of Tony shtick, but you know, they're funny and stuff. I appreciate it, but you know, I'm not going to play it." You know, I think that he maybe had some expectation that I thought he would. And honestly, I never did. I mean, Tony, the fact that he plays any of it is awesome. And ultimately we'll probably reach a point where they don't play any of this stuff. So I'm enjoying it while it lasts, and I expect nothing from any of these folks. So, you know, Andy, you know, there's no expectation there and nothing to be, you know, concerned about. I really just appreciate everybody's support. And then when I was in the studio, Tony mentioned to me, he said, "Hey, did you know that KJ came here earlier last week?" And then he and Nigel were going back and forth talking about how KJ had planned a DC trip around that show and then visiting myself, visiting Shad, visiting John and stuff. And there was kind of a debate going on of whether that was a brilliant and amazing thing or just an absolutely ridiculous and horrible thing that somebody would do that. And I think ultimately they settled on the fact that it was great and they really were touched by it, and they thought that it was really cool that folks had formed such a bond and you know, friendship virtually and stuff online. But it was just pretty funny as they thought about that. You know, somebody actually went out of their way to come visit us and visit you, and what in the world is that all about? And then lastly, last time I was there, Kevin Sheehan wasn't in that day, and he was there this time, and he was just the nicest guy, and what a voice. I mean, just a perfect voice for radio. Kevin is hilarious and just such a friendly, nice person, and I always appreciated that he was, you know, good reading and stuff on the air, but just hearing him in person say, "Wow, you should be on the radio," and, "Oh, well, you are on the radio, so I guess that's a good thing." With that said, this next segment is an homage to Kevin Sheehan. It's a montage of all the different songs or at least most of the songs that we've captured over the last year to Kevin, that mention Kevin, about either his weather, his prognostication skills, his newscasting. We're going to try to feature all of them here. Some of these are pretty long, so I try to clip them together and bring them together. So please enjoy this tribute to Kevin Sheehan.
Kevin, Kevin, will it be sunny? Do I need a jacket to play 18 Sunday? You nailed the forecast 1,000 times before. Look at the NAM and Euro just to be sure. Kevin, I need my forecast. Will wind affect my drive? Kevin, you know my zip code, BC20015. BC20015. Kevin, Kevin, you really know weather. In this business, there's no one who's better. How does July 13th look for my group of four? Tell me the long range so that I can be sure. Kevin, I need that forecast. Will wind affect my drive? Kevin, you know my zip code, BC20015. I said BC20015.
Kevin Sheehan. That was a god-awful newscast. Your job you would lose fast if Gary had his way. Here comes the mailbag. Once more the littles will bail you. Your Under Armour failed you again today. Don't you cough the snow next March the 10th when it's early in December. Your boys still have some hats from PTI. And you know that Jean is taking notes. She'll remind us all that you're a dope when March the 10th is sunny, warm, and dry. Kevin Sheehan, go do your tedious sports chat. Talk Bryce Harper's at bat. Skin special teams, you're worse than Nigel. Don't even come in tomorrow. You better go back to Lavero. Go back to Lavero. Go back to Lavero. And RG3's knee.
Kevin read the news today, oh boy. A bus full of orphans had all crashed and died. And though the news was rather sad, well, he just had to laugh. 'Cause he's a heartless ass.
Kevin Sheehan lives for winter weather. He and his colleagues forecast it together. Oh, he's got what it takes to predict all the snowflakes. Only he knows if we'll see tomorrow. Winter weatherman, winter weatherman. Checking all the long-range models and don't forget that NAO. Mr. Tony needs to know accumulation. See if he can drive in to the station. Well, if he has to shovel snow, well, we know how that would go. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Winter weatherman, winter weatherman. It's another winter update on the Mr. Tony Show. Comes Kevin's grizzly newscast. Atomic wedgies, monkeys, death, and belly laughs. We'll try the weather, but his colleagues don't agree. A wintry mix of 4 to 6. I guess we'll wait and see. Don't hit the blues or disappear from a cruise. You might wind up on Sheehan's news. Breaking stories, share some more, please. He's left us all quite amused.
Kevin's winter weather forecast. Supalka is divine, and I miss Bob Ryan. Even a broken watch is right once every night. It's Kevin's winter weather forecast. In December, we can build a snowman. In January, a derecho could blow it down. In February, there might be a blizzard, but we'll just have to see how it plays out. Kevin's colleagues all agree he should do this for free. So on with the show, we all want to know Kevin's winter weather forecast.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you. She and you're the best. Tom Kieran was
low. I woke up today and found no snow on the ground. And you know Kevin told us all we'd see how it played out. And Monday morning he's always right about the precip that we had last Thursday night. When I get the urge for knowing, I tune into Tony's show. When I get the urge for knowing what the weather will be like 5 months from now, Kevin S. is world-renowned. I ride with Sheehan.
Okay, so that was just a small sampling of these songs about Kevin Sheehan. I tried to capture the best ones, some of the longer ones. I'm sure there probably are a few that I forgot or missed. There are 550-plus jingles on tkjingles.com, so I've listened to almost every one of them, and I, you know, try to keep that in my head and kind of know what's been done and what hasn't, and how they reference, but I'm sure that ultimately I'll make some mistakes here. So this next segment, we're going to feature a few new tunes, or a few excerpts, I should say. Some of these are a little bit old, actually. The first one actually was recommended to me on Twitter by David Ziff. Last week on the podcast, I asked for your recommendations for songs. You know, I really don't necessarily want to have 2 pages of lyrics be sent to me, but if you have an idea for a tune, it really sometimes can help inspire me to do something. So this one actually really did. I thought it was a brilliant idea, and I was able to write something in about 2 minutes. It just fit the song so perfectly, and I probably never would have thought of it. So, David, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy this. And then after that, we've got an excerpt to Golden Lady by Brad Weiss. This is one that he never sent in, a Stevie Wonder song. And then finally, the theme from New York, New York by Liza and Frank Sinatra and everybody. I've tried to cover that song a couple of times. I keep coming up short. I'm really struggling with it. Right here, I've got one of 3 or so versions that I did, just one of them from maybe last August of 2013, just so you can kind of get a glimpse of kind of what I've been working on. And I may ultimately revive this and try to do it now that I know a little bit more about these recording tools and how to splice things together. But it is what it is for now, and I hope you enjoy it.
While Mr. Tony's gonna name that tune, he's gonna name it after only one note. He knows every song from the 1940s, and he relishes his chance to gloat. There's a silent laughing lady in the chick chair, shaking her head cause she really don't care about the old man with so little hair. When he says, Edith McManus, Edith McManus, Edith McManus, Edith, Edith.
Thank you. PTI. Head towards Rockville Pike. Take nitrous oxide. Wilbon's not surprised. Ocean's forecast call for only bright sunshine. This could be a snow shovel situation. And if he's had to pay for parking once he's home, he'll slam the doors he got from Window Nation. And Tony's mailbag, your email, faxes, and your notes. Tony's mailbag, he'll read some for all of your folks. Probably not yours.
You littles write mail, he's reading today. He's gonna read just part of it. Tony's mailbag. I wanna wake up in the city at 4 a.m. and read the Washington Post, Tracy Hamilton, the Cheese Boys column, a number one. It's time to read Tony's mail.
Tweets and inside jokes. It's Negrelli's mailbag. Get to kickstart and he'll get to work. Take that, Carol's kids.
That mailbag tune by Brad Weiss is just so awesome. Thank you again, Brad. Again, anybody else out there, if you have a JN jingle, if you have something you want to send me to introduce the mailbag on this silly TK Jingles podcast, I would be more than happy to play it. It would be such an honor just that you do that for me. So why wouldn't I share it? So here's the mailbag this week. First is a nice note from Oscar DePaul. So I just want to let you know at least one other person aside from your family is listening to the podcast. Thank you, Oscar. And then I have a note here from Brad Weiss. It says a few minor corrections to the podcast. Rodgers and Hammerstein? No. And that's in reference to the Modern Major General song last week that I said was a Rodgers and Hammerstein song. Actually, I think it's a Woodward and Bernstein song. So sorry about that, Brad. And then also Brad says, there's no ukulele. I played a mandolin. Any other mandolinist would take immediate offense, but as a little, I heard that more as a shot at Kirsten. thanks, Brad. Then a note from Brian Miller says, thanks for your entertaining mailbag intros. If you like the By the Time I Get to Phoenix homage to Wilbon, feel free to record and adjust or whatever. And Brian was nice enough to include a couple of paragraphs of lyrics after that. So Brian, if you're listening to this, please put that on the ideas page. That's the best place for that. I'd love to take a look at it on there, but I want to make sure that other people have an opportunity to do so. And unfortunately, I'm not that familiar with the song itself, but as part of my 31 and 31 this summer, I will be looking at a few ideas because I don't think I can write 31 songs in time span. So I'm going to probably take 4 or 5 concepts from the idea page and bring those to life. So please put it up there and maybe it'll be part of that group. Then here's an email from Danielle B. It says, please remove Crystal Taliaferro name and association to this link. A very short and curt message. And it's not attributed. It's a weird AOL email. There's a bad grammar here. Crystal Taliaferro is the absolutely amazing backup singer for Billy Joel who plays like 8 instruments and is just incredible. And when we did the An Innocent Man parody that I did with Joe Arrow, I attributed him as Joe Crystal Taliaferro as kind of a joke on Crystal's name. So obviously, Crystal doesn't endorse this website. I'm sure has never heard of it, and I'm not going to remove that reference. It's just a stupid joke. Next, we have a tweet from Todd Takai, and this is in reference to the TK Jingles t-shirts, and it says, if you have to order larger than XL, you're not sneaky fat. You're just fat. There's nothing sneaky about it. So true, Todd. And then we have another tweet from Zane Bengali. It says, the podcast is a lot of fun. A jingle idea is something M. Jackson, like Orange Man in the Mirror or Eat It. And that's actually the second suggestion for Eat It. And I think in reference to McManus that we've had there, this is actually a really good one on the ideas page right now. So if anybody here can sing like Michael Jackson or knows somebody who can, please go check out that idea. That's probably an artist I'm not going to touch just because his voice was just unparalleled. So unless you do it silly like Weird Al or really change it up, it's just going to be really challenging to make that sound, I think, good and compelling as a parody. So then the last one here, you know, there's a lot of inside jokes. We've referenced it before on the show, and I get a lot of them just because I've listened for, I don't know what it's been, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, somewhere in that range. But then every now and then there's one that I just have this aha moment. And I was reading some ideas the other day, and there was a lyric that spelled out Les Boulets that they always reference, you know, the curse of Les Boulets with the Washington Wizards. And I didn't know, I've never known what that meant. I never really thought about it. Didn't care. I just figured out maybe they had some French coach or there was some, you know, French owner or player or something, you know, that they had a problem with, and it led to years of bad luck. And I, in my mind, I spelled Les Boulets L-E-S-B-O-U-L-E-Z. But when I saw it written, it was clearly The Bullets in French, because that was the old name of the Washington Wizards, and then they were cursed when they changed the name. I had no freaking idea. You know, it never registered. And as soon as I saw it, I said, oh my God, that joke finally makes sense. So I confessed it on Twitter to much derision, but I thought this response by Lynn Large was actually pretty funny, where he says, Les Boulets, not a French soup then. Okay. So, you know, that's kind of what I was getting at, is I just thought it was some silly French thing. I had no idea that, you know, what that was ever referencing. So it just goes to show you that you can listen to this show, you can still laugh and enjoy the jokes, even if you only half get them. And I think that applies to the jingles in this podcast as well. So thank you for joining me for another episode of the TK Jingles podcast. I really appreciate your support. We got only a couple days left in Kickstarter, and then you're not going to hear me talk about it anymore. But I will probably talk a lot about all the different side jobs and projects I'm doing now as a result of it, such as the Top 10 podcast, Nigel's Rubbish Bin, and all these 31 jingles I'm going to have to write this spring and summer. So thank you, everybody. Have a great week, and I'll be back next week.
That's pretty amazing.
Jerry, the king is dead.
Well, no, because of what we're going to do now.